Field to start day one as the number one center with the Winnipeg Jets.
I mean, it's always nice to get the opportunity to play with two players like that. Obviously, nothing's set in stone, but to go into camp and have that opportunity to play alongside Laddie and Litz, it's a great opportunity for me.
Is it going to expand your game or add to it, or how do you approach this?
Well, I think coming into this year, I wanted to expand my role and continue to get better and continue to develop. I think obviously now, you know, there's going to be greater expectations going into your second season in the NHL, and playing alongside those guys at least to start. You know, obviously there's going to be some expectations to contribute right away.
You look back, what did you learn about your first year in the NHL now that you've had a little bit of time to kind of reflect on it?
Well, I think you just learn the importance of certain matchups and battling hard every night. Obviously, you saw in the playoff series that, you know, we'd get out to early leads, and you know, the Ducks, with their experience and whatnot, were able to claw back into the game and eventually win some games quite late in the game. So you just got to learn how to hold on to leads. I think, you know, you realize how important shifts are early in the game and late in the game. You never want to get behind. I think that's something that our team was good at last year, was getting out to fast starts. And now it's going to be maintaining those fast starts into the third period.
You were kind of the guy who was working for the spot here, and now, like we said, I don't know if you're going to stay there, but now centering the top line. But how is this camp different, and how do you approach it different than maybe you did last season?
Well, I think last year I was coming in, I was trying to make an impression, I was trying to make the team, and obviously you're still trying to make the team this year, but you know, you have a little more confidence, you know what to expect, you know what it takes to play at this level, and you have some confidence in your own ability. I think as the season wore on last year, you know, I started to gain confidence, I started to make some more plays, and I thought my game started to go to another level later in the year, and obviously I want to continue to build on that going into this camp.
A lot of guys in the same position as you were last year this season. Do you ever offer any advice to guys like Nick Petan or Andrew Kopp or anyone else who might be on the bubble this season?
Well, I think the biggest thing for them is don't change what's got them to this level. Obviously, you know, Kopp and Petan and Ehlers, they have tremendous skill and they offer a lot of different things. So, you know, they're all not very far off from making the transition to being an everyday NHL players. And I think it's an exciting time, this organization, to see all those prospects coming up. And at the same time, it's nice to know that you've gone through it. You can offer them a little bits of advice. You know, obviously, it's important to take care of your body. Obviously, Paul runs a pretty tough training camp. It allows us to play the style of play we play during the season, so I think it's just important that they take care of themselves.
What was your approach last season then to make an impression when it came to, you know, a guy who could go either way, either to the A or to the team?
Yeah, I think last year, obviously I wanted to use my size. I think that's a really important part of my game, is being a physical player and, you know, separating guys from the puck and, you know, stopping cycles when I can. And I think early on in training camp, and especially in the early exhibition games, I thought I was able to, you know, create some big hits and create some turnovers off of some big hits. And then I was able to take the puck to net. Obviously, you know, there's certain things that in your game that you're good at, and you kind of got to stick to those things.
You worked on during the off season?
I think as you develop, you know, there's certain parts of your game that you're trying to round out. Obviously, I'm trying to round out the offensive part of my game. You know, I tried to work on my release, tried to get a quicker shot, and tried to work on my footwork. I think that's going to be something as I take the next step forward here that is going to continue to improve as I fill out. And as I get a little stronger and a little older, you know, I think my feet are going to continue to improve, and that's going to really allow me to kind of take that next step.
Like Jeff said, you were one of the few young guys to crack this roster last year. Do you see more opportunity for the young guys this year on this team?
Yeah, I think there's tremendous opportunity for a lot of the guys coming into camp. Obviously, you know, we lost a lot of guys, especially up front. When you look at our roster at the end of the last season to what it's coming back and returning. So, obviously, they have a lot of opportunity, and it's exciting. I think, you know, a lot of those guys have a lot to offer.
Having successfully made that jump last year, can you take us through what the mindset is? I mean, do you come in, do you see that spot open, do you, and just go at it?
I don't know if you necessarily see a certain spot open. I think you're more focused on creating your own spot and kind of creating your own niche that the team needs and trying to fill a need that the team has. So I came in last year, I just wanted to make an impression, and show that I was ready to make that transition from the American League to the National Hockey League. And you know, there's some nerve-wracking days where you know it could go either way. You could get sent down, or you know, you could stay up. But you know, ultimately, I was fortunate enough to start the year in the National Hockey League, and I was able to stay up the whole year last year.